to this week's edition of the Signal Check presented by Door County Broadband. I'm Baxter. That's Eric. Hey, Eric. How are you, sir?
Hey, Baxter. How are we doing today?
Doing well. We are, at the time of recording, 5 days away from Christmas. Have you finished your shopping, Eric?
I did.
Good man.
But I have not wrapped anything.
Ah, you have time.
I do. I absolutely hate.
Are you a Christmas Eve, like, 11 p.m. wrapper?
Or yes.
Are you, oh, yeah?
Yes.
Like,
well, last year I tried a different approach. I had my daughters do the wrapping. I had my oldest. I had Chloe wrap Lily's presents and Lily wrap Chloe's presents. And it was funny because last year I bought them both. Obviously, they didn't know that they were both getting it, but I bought them both a TV and a Roku.
Okay.
And it was funny because I had Chloe in the bedroom rapping and Lily out in the living room rapping, and they both, you know, Chloe's like, "That's not fair. Why does Lily get a TV?" And, you know, and then I'm out in the living room and Lily's like, "Why does she get a TV? That's not fair." And they're both like saying this.
That's so funny.
It was absolutely hilarious. And I'm laughing inside because I'm like, you guys both got it.
Literally getting the same thing.
And then on Christmas morning when they were unwrapping it, they're like, "Hey,
wait a minute. There's two boxes the same size." That's so funny.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. It was great.
We have most of our wrapping done in the Colburn house. I think we've got maybe like one or two small things still left to do. But my wife is, because she was pregnant with Rio, was like, "We're going to get everything done in October."
Oh.
And we did. So we got everything ordered. Packages were arriving like before even Thanksgiving hit, and we were set to go. So, and we were buying a house. So we, you know, that's the present to ourselves.
Yes. That's a pretty big present.
Speaking of presents, later on in the show, our poll question. This is interesting. Is it okay to re-gift your Christmas presents? We cast a poll. We've got the results, and I've got a fun fact to share with Eric also that will help drive the discussion. So this is interesting. Sure. We'll get to that later on in the show. We're also joined by FTS Technology Group, Ryan Hoffman. He will be here to chatting about the Kewaunee County board that is being put together for the broadband committee. He is one of the citizen
members, yes,
that has been added to the group. So that's exciting to see him as the Kewaunee County board debates on if they're going to allow the $1 million for broadband. Is it research, access, just utilization of broadband? It's $1 million going to help further broadband expansion. So he'll be here to talk about that. Plus, Door County's been dealing with their own internet issues as far as the press.
I've noticed a lot of articles.
And just really kind of touch on the so-called concerns that all of these articles seem to have, when unfortunately, a lot of them are forgetting a major player that is doing a lot for about almost 3,000 people in the county.
Absolutely.
Not to name names. It rhymes with, I don't know, it's Door County Broadband. Anyway, I couldn't think fast enough on my feet. As we want to remind you, though, the show is available on Apple Podcasts and on Anchor and wherever else you get your podcasts. You can find more information about the Door County Broadband company as a whole by going to our website, doorcountybroadband.com. We've got a great selection of videos on our YouTube channel and Facebook page. Just search for Door County Broadband. And, of course, our office number, 920-868-9100. One of the things we want to remind folks right out of the gate is that the DCWIS and NewWIS emails are ending. We are so close to these ending. And you talked about this with Pam on the last show. I want to commend you for doing a great job of hosting without me.
Yeah.
I was trying not to die in the corner. I was had no voice. It was a mess.
I was a little nervous, I got to admit.
You did good. I was proud of you, buddy. So we need to make sure to remind folks again, the DCWIS and NewWIS email servers are officially going away December 31st. If you have not received one of the numerous phone calls or numerous emails that have been sent out, or even the physical mailings that have been sent out to you, if you have a DCWIS or NewWIS email account, please contact our office, 920-868-9100, so you can give us your new email address and we can talk you through the steps of what you need to do about creating a new email account, whether that's through Gmail or Yahoo, whatever it might be. Forwarding of email addresses for those that have set that up also ends December 31st.
It's only 11 days away.
It is. It's coming up. It's coming up. And a lot of folks have been asking us too, Eric, why are you getting rid of the email addresses? I've had the same email address for 20 years. Why would you do this? And it's twofold. I mean, DCB, first and foremost, is an internet company.
Correct.
We want to provide quality rural broadband to customers and folks here in the Door County and soon Kewaunee County area as well. And as a whole, because of that, DCB, Kevin and Pam have decided we just want to focus on that. That's all we want to do.
Do one thing and do it well.
Right. So the emails are going away. There's potential talk that the web hosting will be going away in the future also, as we really just want to hone in and do one thing exceptionally well as opposed to doing a lot of things great.
Right.
Or good.
Yeah, we don't want to spend resources, manpower supporting the email, especially when there's companies out there that quite honestly do it much better than we do.
Right.
You know, I mean, Gmail, you know.
That's the one I use.
Hotmail has been around forever. Yahoo, AOL. I mean, there's so many email companies or companies that provide email that, quite honestly, not a bash against us, but they just do it better.
Absolutely.
We provide great internet, and that's what we need to focus on and let everybody do what they're great at. We'll do the internet. They can do the email.
It's pretty straightforward, honestly. I don't need to think we need to complicate it. But like I said, if you haven't done anything as far as getting your email list updated, if you need your contacts moved over from your DCWIS or NewWIS, that's something that we can help you with. There are instructions that we've sent out to folks, but if you haven't done it yet, we're happy to walk you through that as well. I've also heard rumors that we might be doing a short session here in the office in Bailey's Harbor one day after Christmas with ourselves and the computer guy, Peter Brooks, to help folks as well get their emails and everything transferred over. So be on the lookout. If that's something you would like to do, you can contact our office about being a part of that. Joining the Signal Check now is the owner of FTS Technology Group out of Algoma. He's been a guest on the show before, and he's here officially in the studio with us. This is the first time I actually get to physically see Ryan Hoffman. I've seen him via video, and he is here. Ryan Hoffman, welcome to the Signal Check, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
It's great to have you here. We have you for various reasons today, but a big one is a congratulations for you, as you have been named to this new board that is basically studying broadband, in a sense. It's a very basic description of it, I understand. But give us some information about what this is going to be looking to achieve and what your role specifically is in this.
Sure. So I'll give you as much information as I know, which right now is next to not a whole lot.
Perfect. Thank you for coming.
This should be a short interview.
No. So, about 2 months ago, the county board had its budget meeting and talked about broadband expansion and putting $1 million towards that. At that time, it was voted against just blindly putting that money into the budget and to instead create a board or a committee that can research and evaluate solutions that best suits the county and the residents. I put my hat into the ring for being on that committee, and I just found out the other day that I was accepted. So we have not had any sort of meetings or anything like that yet. So I really don't know exactly what my role is. I can tell you what I hope to achieve.
Sure.
And kind of go down that road a little bit.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So this board, for those that haven't heard about it, has 20 members, 3 staff members, and 5 citizens completing this board from the county. Now, obviously, Eric, you've worked down in the Kewaunee County area for the last couple of years. You're very familiar with it,
yeah,
of course.
6, 7 years, yes.
For you, Ryan, you're based obviously in Algoma, so you're in Kewaunee County, but a lot of the customers that you work with also are down in that Kewaunee County area. It's obviously no secret, better internet options need to be brought forth. Things need to get figured out. So by having this committee now being formed, what are you potentially hoping this committee will allow for change down there?
Sure. So my hope and goal is to be able to work with these board members to create goals as far as, you know, not necessarily looking at just one specific technology, one specific vendor. You know, let's look at this to find out what is going to be the best long-term practice for Kewaunee County to achieve these goals. You know, we know there's definitely going to be some mix of technologies at play, because where you have more concentrated populations within the county, other technologies are going to be at play there. And then as we get into the more rural mm-hmm. areas, there's going to be more fits for, you know, exactly the technologies that Door County Broadband brings to the table.
So. Sure. And then from your side perspective, Eric, obviously you're the one outside of what Ryan is doing, worked in the trenches as well with WizTech for several years, mm-hmm. trying to get that viable solution. Now that you hear about this option, this possibility of $1 million to be utilized for broadband expansion in Kiwanis County, obviously, yes, you work here at DCB and we're working on doing that, but this funding outside of that kind of has to, I would assume, excite you a little bit to say thank you, someone's finally paying attention to the
absolutely.
Need.
Absolutely. I mean, at that kind of money on the table, that's, I mean, that is exciting. You know, like you said, I mean, I work down in Kiwanis. I've been working in that area for not only with just WizTech. You know, I worked there for about six years, but previous companies I worked for, I serviced the southern half of Kiwanis County. I worked for a company called Baycom, which is now sold off to Bertram. Don't talk about them too much, but so I've actually been working in the Kiwanis County area for about 13 years.
Wow.
So,
which is amazing because you're only like 18 or 19 years old.
Yeah. It's very, very needed. I mean, there is so many areas in Kiwanis County that is underserved. And not only Kiwanis County, but Door County, we're going through that here as well. But internet is needed because it's going to boost the economy. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, people are not moving to the area because they don't have good internet options. People aren't starting businesses because they can't scan credit cards and stuff like that. They can't order parts online. There's so many things that are tied into the internet that is absolutely needed. You know, when I started doing this stuff 13 years ago, the internet was just, it was just a novelty,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean,
it was passing fad.
It was just something that we were doing for fun. You know, people mm-hmm. were just reading articles online and stuff like that. YouTube was barely a thing
MySpace.
When I started. MySpace was out there. there was no Netflix. Now everything is based around the internet, and it is no longer a novelty. I mean, it's essentially it's a utility. You know, you come home, you want to be able to turn on your lights, you want to be able to turn on your water, you want to be able to turn on your internet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is absolutely essential. And I've seen the growth in Kiwanis County for the past 12, 13 years, how it's come from basically nothing to, you know, there's stuff down there, but it's still not adequate enough. And we need to get there. We need answers. We need, you know, Door County Broadband, we're working on it. We have a very large plan to expand throughout Kiwanis County. We were hoping to get a little piece of this pie with some of that funding. It did not happen, but we're still going to move forward. I mean, it's a speed bump, but we're still moving forward. I have to contact Scott Felt on the Luxembourg Monopole Tower. We're going to see about it. We're supposed to be getting on there. We've got fiber. They buried the fiber up to the building. Now we've got to get it into the building. We've got a quote from an electrician to do that, but there was a hang up, and I know Aaron was handling most of this, so yep. I'm trying to pick up the pieces, find out where he left off. I did shoot off an email to Scott, haven't heard back from him, so I'm just going to give him a call today and say, hey, where are we with this? Because the electrician said that Aaron said that.
All the he said.
Yes. Oh. There's a lot of he said, she said
stuff.
This fun
game of pointing fingers.
Exactly. So I got to get in there and find out what's going on there. But we have some exciting stuff going on in Kiwanis County. And hopefully, with Ryan's addition to this board, mm-hmm. we can continue to move forward with some of these things because it, like I said, I mean, it's badly, badly needed.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest concerns that we hear, at least from one of my conversations that I have with folks, especially with Kevin and Pam, is Pam's biggest thing. She said that broadband and just internet as a whole, she's like, I don't care if it's not even us. She's like, internet as a whole needs to continue to go in Kiwanis County Door. She's like, these kids that live in the area go to school. They have great internet. They come home and they got nothing. They can't even do their homework. And we wonder why test scores are lower, why, you know, there's all these trickle down effects because kids can't get online to just submit their homework.
I don't know how Door County does it, but I know in the Luxembourg Cascall School District, all the kids get they get a Chromebook. I mean, they're sent home with a Chromebook, which because all of their homework is online.
Right.
I mean, you're using Google Word or Sheets?
Google Docs, yep.
Google Docs and Sheets, yeah.
They're submitting everything over that. So it's absolutely needed. I know, I mean, we have internet at my house, but my youngest daughter, she doesn't have it at her mom's house. So she only lives a block and a half away. So she'll just walk on over to my house just to use our internet so she can do her homework. I don't know why her mom doesn't have internet at her house. It's available there, I think. I don't know. That's
another show, Aaron. That's another show.
Don't get me started on her.
I don't think she listens to the show. So
she just doesn't have internet, and she can't. And she knows me. She knows I can get her internet. So I don't know what the excuse is there. Man, all right, I gotta stop before.
All right,
I gotta stop.
Anyway, coming back around. So I have to ask you, Ryan, with what you've seen so far, with the county, with what this possible expansion could mean, in your mind, though, what are some of the big hurdles that are sitting between getting this funding and people on the board saying, "Nah, don't need it. It's $1 million we can put somewhere else, or less than that. They could go somewhere else."
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a big hurdle because one of the things people are looking at is saying, well, you know, our citizens, they don't need it. You know, and they're talking maybe a small subset of our aging population.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't want their tax dollars going for something they're not going to use. Well, unfortunately, we have an aging population, and we have to do something to start attracting the younger generation to our county. You know, kind of to touch on Eric's discussion about internet at home and schoolwork, Algoma School District is actually sending MiFi units home with kids as they need them.
Interesting. Wow.
To just help alleviate some of these problems.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's got to be, that's a pretty big cost. It's got to
be. Yeah, I don't know exactly how many they have, but I know they have them for
Is that privately funded
students.
Through the school, or was that a donation?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Wow. I mean, that's great that they do that, but
it also shouldn't come to that, right? Exactly.
It shouldn't come to that. I mean, that's got to be an enormous cost to the school district. Yeah. I mean, those things are not cheap.
Yep. And then you look at, you know, technologies like CenturyLink recently just cut off all cable service the local county, and I think even beyond. But so these guys are getting out of the TV service, which is pushing everyone to more streaming services.
Right.
And we just need better bandwidth, better technologies to be able to service our homes the way we need to in the coming years.
It's just not there. I know CenturyLink, I've heard horror stories about CenturyLink, and you know, some people, you know, like Door County Broadband, we have the vacation hold where, you know, we've got so many snowbirds here where they take off for the winter time to go to Florida or Arizona or whatever.
What's
gosh. But CenturyLink, I heard a story, and this was back when I was working at WizTech, and this lady was just irate, but she went to do the equivalent of a vacation hold to suspend her service for the wintertime, and she came back in the springtime, wanted to reconnect to CenturyLink, and there was no service available for her anymore. They sold her spot. Somehow they entered it into the system wrong, and they set her to post instead of, you know, a hold.
Wow.
And then when she came back, there was no room for her left in the system, and they could not service her. And we ended up getting that customer because of that situation.
Sure.
I mean, CenturyLink is just so oversold out there, and they're not really doing anything. Not really doing anything about it.
And the thing I think that bothers me, and this is me coming from always living in a big city. Like I've vacationed. My grandparents have lived in Algoma for 50 years. So I've always come to the area for a weekend. My grandparents have always had good internet. I mean, they live right in Algoma. So whatever, I forget who they even have. They might even have Charter, I think, living
in Charter. Spectrum.
Yeah, Spectrum, yeah. So, I mean, they've always had good internet when I've come to visit, but I lived in Milwaukee and I lived in Naples, Florida, always had good internet there. So when I came to live up here full time, I'm glad I moved to Sturgeon Bay because I have Spectrum also living at my home. But it blows my mind how many companies are up here providing internet, quote unquote, providing, but the fact that most of them are not doing a good job of it. I don't understand the business model or the business plan to say, I'm going to try to be providing a service, but it's probably going to suck. And I don't care. It's like, it bothers my mind. I'm like, why are you here if you're not going to try to help improve it? And you're just kind of throwing a line in the water saying, I'll just see how many dollars I can catch. And then, all right, we're out. Let's go to the next one. Like that blows my mind. And I don't know if that's just me and my young millennial thinking like we should all be, you know, good. That's not. I'm not that kind of millennial. But it's surprising to me because I have these customers that will call and we'll have conversations back and forth about, you know, oh, I can't get you service. Well, what other providers? And, you know, I always tell them, like, I don't know much about the other providers. But I'm like, it's funny to me that I go through and list these off and I'm like, none of them are local. None of them have even a remotely close home base to say, hey, just go down to their office and get things taken care of. And you never hear about, oh, Frontier did this, or, oh, you know, whoever else did this as an expansion to help the people in this area.
Right. It's all a money bucket to them.
Yep.
You know, they don't live here. They don't, it's not a concern. It's not a concern for them. I mean.
Which is so weird for me in my brain. I'm not a huge business guy, but it's just so funny to think about. It's like, why throw money away with the opportunity of maybe getting some back, but knowing that a vast majority of people in this area hate your guts. Yeah. I don't get that. I really don't get that.
My philosophy on business is don't go into it to, you know, if you can't do well and make an improved service for people.
Exactly.
And this is where we get into problems with large businesses and shareholders, and that's a whole nother discussion. Right,
the board and all that other stuff.
You know, just making funds grow.
Sure. Well, ultimately, it's good to know that there are folks like you, Ryan, that are a part of this, that are going to try to help continue to grow the broadband community. I know Door County Broadband is grateful to have you a part of what we do as well. We call you for those that have known us, we have Mike Street that does a lot of stuff with Wisconsin Great Lakes IT Solutions up in Northern Door. We've started calling you the Mike Street of the South for those that are like, who's Ryan Hoffman? Mike, he's like, oh, okay, I know what Mike Street is. So
Ryan's definitely taken a lot of monkeys off my back.
Yes.
I got to admit, and like, so, it's not my problem anymore. You can call Ryan Hoffman.
Hey, there you go.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
So, and we want to give you the opportunity to promote anything that you've got going on with FTS Technology Group or ways people can contact you.
Yeah, you know, the big thing is contact us by phone, 920-880-0088.
A lot of eights and zeros.
I know. I told that number to a customer one time. They're like, I just want to make sure I got that right. I was like, I promise you, it's all eights and zeros.
When I was signing up for the phone service originally, I'm like, I saw that number. I'm like, that's the one I have to have. It's too easy to remember.
Oh, so you chose that number.
I chose
you
that.
You brought this upon. Okay. Yes. You did this. Well, Ryan, we appreciate you taking time to join us on the Signal Check, and we look forward to having you back in the future, sir.
Thank you very much, guys.
We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, it is time to debate the poll question that Eric and I are divided on. Is it okay to re-gift Christmas presents? And ironically enough, I've got a fun fact to share with Eric about re-gifting. So we'll do that when we come back here on The Signal Check, presented by Door County Broadband. Welcome back to the Signal Check presented by Door County Broadband. I'm Baxter. That's Eric. We've had a great show so far, Eric. Great to hear from Ryan Hoffman. He actually came great up guy. From Algoma here in studio. That was really awesome. It's time for the poll question. Okay. And being around the Christmas time, I know a big thing that a lot of folks will do is re-gift Christmas presents, or at least entertain the idea of it.
Uh-huh.
So I asked the question on our Facebook page this week. I said, is it, in your mind, okay to re-gift your Christmas presents? And the results are in. 26 people voted. 56% say absolutely. They think it's okay to re-gift Christmas presents. I being one of those people that voted there because, I won't lie, two of the four Secret Santa gifts that I've received in my office have now gone as gifts to other people. And I think that there's things that you receive that you either have more of or you don't need. And you say, hey, I know XYZ that would actually really like this. I appreciate that you gave me said gift, but I think somebody else would actually enjoy this more. That doesn't make you a bad person, in my opinion. However, I know, because I checked the votes, that you voted that no, you don't think regifting is appropriate for Christmas presents. Or in general, I don't know.
I'm a little torn on this one because of what you just said. And I can understand that point of view. I really can. Because if you can't, yeah, I guess if you can't use it. At the same token, I don't know. Somebody put a lot of thought into that. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they didn't put a lot of thought into it. Maybe they just got you a pair of socks. I don't know. I don't regift. Number of reasons. What if, you know, how would that make somebody else feel?
You know,
like they went, they took the time, you know, if they put the thought into it, they got you something. And then like, a month later they see that so-and-so has it now.
Right.
You know, I'm like, reminded,
whoa, wait a minute.
I'm actually reminded of the movie Old School with Will Ferrell.
Sure.
There is the guy, he got him, I think it was a bread maker or something like that. And he kept trying to regift it to everybody. He actually even tried to regift it back to the guy who originally gave it to him. He forgot that he got it from him. And he's like, oh, here's a whole swarming gift, you know? And the guy opens it. He's like, I got you this for Christmas. Oh, did you? Like the same model? No, this exact gift. Like, oh, and then he just like shyly takes it back and okay, well, thank you. I love it. I really love it. And that's where I stand on it because
sure.
You know, what if somebody you don't necessarily want to hurt somebody's feelings like they did something like, oh my God, I'm horrible at buying gifts, you know, and you go over to your grandma's house and now she's got it instead of you and everybody sees it. And then, yeah, that's why I said no. Mm. But I can totally see your viewpoint. Like, I don't need this.
Right.
Why did you get that? I mean, I've definitely gotten gifts where I'm like, why did you get me this?
Yes, I literally have no reason. Or grandma, I haven't liked said thing in 25 years. I don't know why you bought this for me.
Right, right. I got a previous company that I worked for. They gave me for Christmas a pair of work gloves.
Okay.
Like, and it wasn't even a good pair of work gloves.
Oh.
You know, it was like a $2 pair that you get at.
Why?
Yeah, like why? I'm not even going to use these. And I never did. I never did use those work gloves. So I don't know. I don't know.
Well, the reason I find this very ironic is that today of recording, December 20th, 2018, is National Regift Day.
Oh, is it really?
It is National Regift Day. I was like, uh-huh. And there's certain etiquette when you regift, and I'm not going to go through all of them, but regifting only when certain the recipient will enjoy your unwanted gift, of course. Mm-hmm. The gift is brand new. Obviously, it's still in the original packaging. No hand-me-downs, haven't been used. Don't hurt anyone's feelings. If the gift had special meaning to the original giver, don't regift it. Be careful not to regift something to the original giver. If you aren't sure who gave it to you, don't regift. Let's see. Be prepared to answer questions about the gift. Questions such as, where did you find this? I've been looking for one. That may end up causing more issue than needed. But I feel fairly confident that the two things that I'm regifting, one of them is going to Liz's dad, and the other one I actually used for a white elephant because I wasn't going to use it. It was my banana flask that I got.
Oh, okay.
So I regifted that also. But regifting was made official in 2008 by the Colorado Governor Bill Ritter Jr. So regift to not regift. People on Facebook think that regifting is okay. And that's between you and your gift,
absolutely.
I suppose, and those that gave you said gifts. As we wrap up the show, Eric, I always ask you any final thoughts based on our conversations or anything else we covered today.
I do want to just throw in one more thing, and that's just to remind people. I think we need to try to make this a regular thing, just to remind people about our referral program. Once
yes.
again, I just want to make sure that word gets out there. You know, it's a slow time of year for us, so I mean, in many situations. in many, many situations, we can even get same-day installs. I mean, mm-hmm. we have been able to do that. So, if
now is the time of year to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. When we're this slow, come summertime, we're going to be jam-packed. So, if you know anybody looking for internet, have them give us a call, 868-9100, make sure that they tell us that you referred them so that you can get that $50 credit on your bill.
For the successful install.
For a successful
install. We're not just throwing $50 bills
at
people.
Right, right, yeah, no. I mean, it has to be a successful install. Yes. Absolutely.
Well, a big thanks to FTS Technology Group owner Ryan Hoffman for joining the program as well. As always, the show can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Anchor.fm, and wherever else you get your podcasts. For Eric, I'm Baxter saying Merry Christmas. We will see you guys. We'll have a later episode next week, probably Thursday or Friday. And happy holidays from all of us at Door County Broadband. We will see you guys next week.